Hello, welcome to another edition of Way Ahead, your advanced podcast in English from English and Brazil. And what are we talking about today? Well, it is widely known and said that if you speak English, you can pretty much travel to most of the countries in the world, right? I haven't traveled to most of the countries, but I've been to Europe. And I can tell you without any shadow of doubt that English is a very accepted and spoken language there. So I want you to meet Rick Steves, one of the most important names in North America when it comes down to tourism. Yeah, the American author and television personality, Rick Steves, started traveling to Europe in the 70s with his friend and began taking notes of all the cool places he thought it was worth telling, you know, his friends and family. Where to go, where not to go, cool places to stay, cool hotels to stay, the museums you should go. Today, Rick is a tourism tycoon, and his books have been figuring in the top charts for years. His famous TV show, Rick Steves Europe, is now a channel on YouTube with thousands of subscribers. There you can find clips from his TV shows as well as full episodes where he takes you to a mesmerizing trip throughout the old continent. Each 25 to 50 minute episode covers a specific place in Europe, from the well-known France, you know, Paris, to the smallest countries like Luxembourg. He talks about the place's cultural aspects, food, natural beauties, and golden hints to get the most from your trip. So make sure you check his channel and take some time to explore the videos that are all in English, without subtitles, but don't worry. You can enable the subtitles in English on YouTube because his team worked on it too. And if you can understand me well, you won't have problems to understand him as well. So, you know why I love this guy? It's because in 30 minutes, he really gives you everything you need to know if you want to go on a great trip, if you want to get the most of your trip in Europe. I myself had a Rick Steves binge before my last trip to Europe, and I gotta tell you know, all his tips were really, really helpful. So Rick Steves Europe is for sure my suggestion today of a very good channel on YouTube to practice your listening while traveling without leaving your living room, which is something that we gotta do. You know, after all, we're still in the middle of a very complicated year. So how about now taking a look at some of the expressions and vocabulary that I use today? Então vamos mudar um pouquinho pro português. Sempre bom recuperar alguma coisa que a gente viu aqui, ou que a gente ou vocês ouviram aqui no podcast, que de repente ficou um pouquinho estranho. Me lembro que no momento eu falo a seguinte frase: It is widely known and said that if you speak English, you can pretty much travel to most of the countries in the world. Eu comecei com It is widely known and said. É muito, sabe-se bastante, sabe-se bem sobre isso e é muito falado. Entendeu? Se você fala inglês, você consegue viajar para a maioria dos países do mundo. Em um outro momento, eu falo a seguinte frase: Rick is a tourism tycoon. Que seria tycoon? Magnata, uma pessoa muito rica. Então ele é um tycoon in his area, na área dele. Ele é tycoon. Um outro momento eu falo: where he takes you to a mesmerizing trip throughout the old continent. Onde ele leva você para uma viagem hipnotizante por todo o continente, por todo o velho continente, old continent. Mesmerizing é alguma coisa hipnotizante. E lembrem-se, né? Throughout, por todo. Por todo onde? The old continent. Velho continente. E uma outra palavra que é bem interessante, eu digo na frase I myself had a Rick Steves Europe binge before my trip. You know, binge. Binge, B-I-N-G-E. É como a gente fala em português, maratona. Quando você vê alguma série com vários episódios. I myself had a Rick Steves Europe binge. Eu mesmo tive uma maratona, fiz uma maratona de Rick Steves Europe before my trip, antes da minha viagem. Duas coisas vocês vão me prometer aqui: guardar esse vocabulário, ouvir quantas vezes vocês acharem necessário e conferir o canal do Rick Steves Europe, que eu tenho certeza que vocês vão achar muito legal. So, my friends, thank you for listening to another episode of Way Ahead. This is teacher Fabio Emering, and see you next time.